With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One person died and another was hurt while trying to escape from a house fire in Merrill over the weekend. A post on the Merrill Fire Department Facebook page says the fire call came in around 10 Saturday morning. The call reported there may still be a person in the house needing rescue. Two people were home when the fire broke out. One person got out but was hurt while trying to escape. Merrill fire personnel made several attempts to rescue the trapped victim, but heavy smoke and fire hampered the rescue attempt. A 37-year-old man died in the fire. A female patient who escaped was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital in Merrill and then taken to UW-Madison Burns Center. A number of agencies helped with the fire response. Vilas County authorities report a snowmobile death in Arbovita. The Sheriff's Department reports at 12:55 a.m. Sunday, an emergency call came in about a snowmobile crash on Trail 11, the snowmobile that struck a tree. When emergency responders arrived, they determined the driver, a 21-year-old woman, was dead. Her name was not released. A number of local agencies responded to the crash. The crash remains under investigation. A Northwood Silent Sport group is hoping enthusiasts take a moment to look at a new five-year plan they have for growing local silent sports facilities. Ken Kroll has more.
Rhinelander Area Silent Trails Association is a not-for-profit promoting cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, mountain, and snow biking in Oneida County. Spokesperson Scott Watson says the group helps maintain outdoor recreation sites for Oneida County at Washburn Lake, Nose Lake, Cajun, Enterprise, and Mud Lake. And they have a new five-year plan to maintain current facilities, and he says they would like to do some expansion.
We're proposing to add another 3.5 mile biking, hiking, and snowshoeing in winter to Washburn, and would like to know if they find that valuable. We're also talking about trying to open up some areas such as the Cajun Ski Trail and Nose Lake for additional biking. Not the hard, rugged single track that we have at some of the trails, but more of the leisurely stroll through the woods, if you will.
Watson says they want the public to look at the plans and send them feedback. He says the best way to provide feedback is on their website.
Easiest way to find us is to visit our webpage, which is rastatrails.org. And from there, right up front on the webpage, you'll see a link to the five-year plan so they can go directly to the five-year plan, review it. There's a nice little comment box there that you can leave comments for us. We appreciate it.
We have a longer interview with Scott Watson of Rasta at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and there are opportunities soon to help people who need blood. American Red Cross blood representative Mark Sutton says January is a tough month for blood donations. Sutton says every 2 seconds in the U.S., someone needs blood. He says there are donation events coming soon.
On January 29th, we're going to be at Rhinelander at the American Inn, and that's an afternoon blood drive from 11:30 to 5:30. And then finally, next Thursday, January 30th, we're going to be at Lac de Flambeau Elementary School. And they're doing a great job with the elementary school kids, helping to push that out into the community. And the school is very supportive of it. And so hopefully people in the Lac de Flambeau area will come out to the school and support that.
Sutton says information on blood drives is available at the website redcrossblood.org. Art Start in Rhinelander is the site for two sessions over the next 2 weeks to teach people how to communicate effectively concerning public policy. The Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service is hosting public dialogue training, How to Manage Difficult Conversations, with the first sessions Tuesday at ArtStart. Eric Giordano is an associate professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point and is executive director of the Institute. He says the most recent political discourse across the nation is a backdrop for the sessions.
This really was about how do we provide just average citizens with tools and ideas and training on how they can be more effectively engaged locally with community issues and how they can do so effectively, how they can maybe even come together to organize themselves. So it's really about a citizen-based politics.
The trainings are offered for free. There are four sessions set for tomorrow and another set of sessions February 4th and the morning of February 5th. More information is at info@wipps.org or by calling 715-216-6368. Warm temperatures in January may feel like a nice break from the worst of winter, but it can make ice conditions tricky. Bob Bartek, deputy chief for the Wausau Fire Department, wants people to be aware if they go out on the ice, according to WAOW television.
Always have good caution. Sound ice before you go out onto it. Be very careful with vehicles on ice. We always say 2 to 4 inches for walking.
But it's important to note that no ice is ever 100% safe.
Know your body of water before you go out. Have a plan if you were to go through the ice also, and make sure that you're just exercising good caution.
The Department of Natural Resources does not monitor local ice conditions or the thickness of ice, so be sure to check before heading out. Our forecast is for cloudy skies today and a high near 30. Tonight, a chance of snow showers or flurries, clouds and a low around 16. Tomorrow, flurries early, mostly cloudy and a high near 26. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.